Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right. This week, we have a very special episode for you guys. And this is our 100th episode. Woo. Wow. 100.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Man, we've been doing this a long time. That's a lot of days, isn't it?
That is.
That's a lot of recording.
Yeah, I remember when we first started.
Yeah. So what about when we first started? It was supposed to be about a car.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what we started out with.
Uh-huh.
And then we were taken into a different direction, which was family, finances, and marriage. All right, the three things, the FFM. All right, so on the 100th episode here, I guess we just need to kind of do a recap. So we had a whole bunch of things that we talked about over the last 99 episodes, but I think altogether it's like 101 because, you know, we had that introductory little podcast that we did in the beginning, but really, this is really the 100th, though, really, when you think about it, right? All right, so what are your moments that you want to kind of highlight or spotlight from the 100 episodes? No, this is another whole year coming to an end, just about.
I know. The finances is what I usually remember and not what I usually like. And of course,
The finances. Okay, yes. What about the finances?
Remember we did the top 10,
It was more than the top 10.
The top 20?
It was like a top 100 or something like that, right? Remember that? It was from that web page.
Yeah, I remember.
Fabulously Frugal.
Frugal, exactly.
.com or whatever it was.
Was it 100 though?
I don't know. It was a whole bunch of them. It was a whole bunch of stuff on there.
Right.
And it was kind of giving them pointers of things.
Right, of what,
you know,
they
like
can
gym
save
memberships
on,
and all of that type stuff.
Right. If you were
it probably wasn't 100. What
no,
was
it?
No,
it wasn't 100.
I don't know. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was several. Yeah, because we did like, what, 3 or 4 podcasts on it.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
So what do you kind of remember about it?
I remember that you can save on dates.
Yeah.
By, you know, going on, walking on the beach. You know, you don't have to spend money in order to have a nice date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so they had stuff on there about basically that you didn't have to waste up a whole bunch of money.
Right.
You know, it was more about the quality time, rather than spending up money on things that you weren't really going to remember anyway, right? So instead of buying up a whole bunch of cards and all of that stuff, what they were saying is you can make your own card. You know, because something that you would do from your heart that would mean more to the actual person.
Right.
Yeah. So I know last year we also highlighted the 50th episode.
Right.
Remember that? That was last year. Man, so the 100th got here real quick.
It did.
Yeah, so that name seemed like work. But to God be the glory. Thank God for allowing us the opportunity to share with people. That's right.
Because our foundation is the Bible.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah. So it's about family, finances, and marriage. All right, so go ahead. What other things you got? I think one of my favorite I guess I tell mine while you're thinking about yours. But one of my favorite was the couple that we interviewed that had been married for like well over 50 years.
Right.
How many years was it? Was it 59?
I think it was 59.
Yeah, 59. I think it was 59 years they've been in the game.
Right.
Man. So
that's a long time, right?
That's longer than longer than we've been alive.
Yeah.
But they've been hanging on in there.
Mm-hmm.
So in one of our more a recent episode that we have coming up, we will be talking about our anniversary. We're not going to give the date on here, but maybe we'll be able to bring that episode next week when we actually talk about that. But for the special episode here of 100, you know, we kind of wanted to go back. But we turned that one with the 59-year couple that had been married for 59 years.
Right.
We turned that into a two-part episode, and so we just want to thank them. And we've had a few other couples on also, but we got to get more couples on though.
We just have to make the time. People said that they would do it. We just have to schedule.
Because it's always good to know how people met and how they actually take care of the finances in their own marriage. You know, whether it's a joint effort, whether they just living separate finances, or whether they do joint account, or whatever works for them. So, you know, there's no real right or wrong answer. But, you know, I really do believe when you working together, though,
it's better
to build wealth rather than having
the separate.
That's just my opinion. But
some
of the people that we talked to, they said that that works well for them, right? So, hey, whatever works
you have an accountability when you when it's joint.
Okay.
Right.
So when it's joint, you have accountability of, well, but I think that also goes back to something that we started probably during the pandemic, or was it before the pandemic, where you actually, we got on the budget. What was it? Was that before the pandemic? I mean, we were already kind of living on a budget, but with the Every Dollar app, now it's more of you can see exactly where your money's going, and you're actually budgeting, and you're just not spending just to be spending.
Right. It makes you conscious of everything that you buy.
Yes, correct.
You
because
question.
If you don't have it budgeted,
right,
then you shouldn't be out there just spending it.
That's right.
Because the money still has to come from somewhere, right? And you got to remember, too, that when you give Every Dollar a name, you know where it's going to, right? So that's the main thing about that. So I like that one. Also, when we talked about the budgeting, when we gave people the website that we use, of course, there's a whole bunch of different apps out there that you can use for budgeting. But the one that we like is Every Dollar, and that's from the guy Dave Ramsey. It seems to work well. Well, it does for us anyway.
The free one.
And it's free.
Yeah. That one is. But
yeah, they have one where it's premium that you can tie into your
bank
account. But I think that is at a cost. Anything that says premium, you know, it's not free.
That's right.
Right? All right. So any other episodes that kind of stood out to you?
Though,
that's the one that kind of stood out to me, was the one with the couple that was married for 59 years.
Yeah, I do like that one. And plus, I like the one we did with the couple that met online.
The couple that met online.
And they've been married for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. I do remember that now. Mm-hmm. That couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we've had some other friends on too, and some other people that goes to church with us.
Right.
So what else you got for the 100th episode? Since this is a special episode of a recap, what else you got? You got anything else on it? Well, I know for sure. Let's take a look at what our friend the internet says about 100.
All right.
What does the internet say the significance of 100 is? Yeah, so do you have it yet?
Yeah, I
have it. Yep, so 100. And what does it mean there? So we just want a synopsis of what it actually means.
Oh, the number 100 is a powerful angel number with universal meaning and symbolism. It signifies the completion of a cycle or journey, usually referring to success in life. 100 also symbolizes perfect spiritual alignment and enlightenment.
All right. So what do you take from that? You read it.
What do I take from it? It coincides with our life.
Okay. What else you got?
And what I mean by that is, I think God is aligning everything up for us to go in a different direction.
To go in a different direction.
Not different direction, but I guess just leading us on the path that we're supposed to be on. Because there's been a shift in our life.
Yes.
You know what the shift is?
Yeah, we had a big shift.
A big shift.
Yes, yes.
And I felt that shift when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it when it happened. It's something spiritual.
Yep. So we got a big shift that has occurred in our life.
That's right.
So maybe one day we'll bring that episode to you guys also.
That's right, yeah.
But for now, though, the 100... It says
spiritual alignment
and enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So the enlightenment is basically people's eyes were open.
Yes.
With some things that was going on.
Exactly.
And basically God finally moved.
Yes.
On a situation that we were dealing with.
Yes.
Yep, and we know that he's able. Mm-hmm. No matter whether he waits 10 years or 15 years, we know that he's still in charge. Mm-hmm.
And
eventually, he will remove the problem
you have. Yes, the thing is, you have to stay on the battlefield. Sometimes it gets hard and you want to walk away, and that's the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
To walk away.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and... You always have to, not that we're perfect or whatever, but you have to want to do the right thing, though, and not just
the right thing.
Go with
what
the majority just to get along.
That's right.
You know, that's not good either.
No, it's not.
You know?
That's not good.
And that's a whole nother subject, topic, right?
So
the 100 and what... You read there,
right?
So read that one more time for me.
One more time.
If you don't mind, I just want to make sure that what it said there.
Yes. The number 100 is a powerful angel number with universal meaning and symbolism. It signifies the completion of a cycle or journey, usually referring to success in life. 100 also symbolizes perfect spiritual alignment and enlightenment.
Yeah. So I guess my question or my thing is do you think, like, with all of the podcasts that are out there, I forgot how many They said it is.
So many.
Like millions of podcasts or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like a big boom mm-hmm. of podcasts mm-hmm. what, you know, and it's supposedly some people say that podcasts, there's a podcast for everything. Seen that commercial, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah, so and that's true. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
I know that there is. There's millions of these things out there.
Yeah.
So what we want to say is thank you to our audience mm-hmm. of listeners
right.
that keep coming back every week
right.
and tuning in. I mean, we got people, I can run down the list, but we got people from all these different countries that have joined in. I don't want to miss any, but we have people from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Hong Kong that listen to us, India, Germany, the United Kingdom. So it's people that have found our podcast from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So we are reaching an audience that we probably never would have had an opportunity to reach if it wasn't for this media mm-hmm. and this podcast. Mm-hmm. So we just want to thank you guys, mm-hmm. you know, from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in every week.
Right.
And we keep coming back and doing this because we do have listeners, people that find what we're saying interesting. Mm-hmm. So we just want to thank you for joining us. We've been on the 100th episode here now.
Right.
And are we giving up after this or what's the deal?
What do you mean are we giving up?
Giving up. Are we quitting?
No.
All right. So we could keep on bringing you
content
as long as you guys will have us.
That's right. Yes. If we're it can help one person, that is good enough. It's worth it.
Yes.
So
if you can help just one person.
Mm-hmm. That's what
right?
I said.
Like, yeah, I know that's what you mm-hmm. said. I'm just that's repeating
right.
it.
All right.
So if you can just help one person,
that's right.
then that's enough. Mm-hmm. So that kind of reminds me of in the Bible when it talks about the lost sheep. Mm-hmm. So it was the one sheep that went astray mm-hmm. and it was the 99,
mm-hmm.
right? So the 99 was there, but the sheep herder mm-hmm. left those 99 to go and get that one,
mm-hmm.
right? So once he brought back that one, what did that make? That made it 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on the 100th episode of Silently Blessed Podcast, mm-hmm. right? So
that, that right there is like, that's a metaphor for what we're going to, and it's ironic. Of what the shift was in our life.
Amen.
You just said.
Amen.
And I didn't even realize the 100th, you know, when he went to get that sheep, that's 100.
Yes, that's 100. Mm-hmm. So that's the significance
mm-hmm.
of this. And so once again, we just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my hearts
mm-hmm.
for joining us on this Silently Blessed podcast. You got mm-hmm. anything else?
Yeah, just keep listening. Keep listening. We're led by the Lord. Everything's biblical. Our foundation is the Bible. So.
Yes, and just remember too, if you guys are married, or if you have financial, family, or marriage questions, we aren't perfect people. But hey, we'll give you whatever advice
that we've experienced. Mm-hmm.
And just keep on joining us every week. You guys know that we have new episodes that come out every Tuesday at 7 a.m. or on demand, wherever you get your podcast, anytime. Right? So we got a whole bunch of episodes out there. And so we just trying to bring you guys what we think is something that could hopefully help you and hopefully bring you some laughter and joy mm-hmm. in the process.
Right.
What?
Yes.
You got anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Remember, we'll be praying for you. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
peace and blessings. Until next time. Thank you for joining us on episode 100.
Yes.
We love you. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media LLC. Twitter. Just search Silently Blessed. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.